I find your lack of Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me again.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now, Wisco Paul has some very good things to say, and it was really a very profound statement when he said, I wouldn't vote for any Republican. They've gotten too radical. When a party becomes that radical, people of goodwill, even people who are principled conservatives, get alarmed. You don't want people who are, in effect, intellectual bomb throwers. You want reasoned discourse, and you're not going to get it with the Republicans. There is a fascinating thing happened in the January 6th committee. They have sent letters to Andy Biggs of Arizona, Mo Brooks of Alabama, and Ronnie Jackson, former medical guy for Trump, now in Congress in Texas, asking them to give testimony, and they all blew it off with varying degrees of vulgarity. But the letters that were sent to them are fascinating. The letters showed that each of them had begged Trump for a pardon. And so these letters go, well, because you begged Trump for a pardon, which he didn't give you, and the subtext, which was not in the letter, was most folks don't ask for pardon unless they're afraid of being prosecuted. Like, think about that. When was the last time you, who are listening right now, called up Evers' office and said, I'd like a pardon. I didn't do anything. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. I didn't do anything. But by the way, I'd like a pardon. Guy says, I want a pardon. Guy's worried. He's worried about something. And if a guy is in Congress and wants a pardon, that's because they were in on the planning of the insurrection. They committed a felony. That felony is sedition, overthrowing the government, and more importantly, interfering with the duties of Congress, in this case, just to receive ceremonially the electoral votes. That's a felony, interfering with Congress. They delayed the certification of the votes. They did. They delayed it. Because they erected a gallows, said, hang Mike Pence, roamed through the halls looking to, they would have killed him. They would have killed Nancy Pelosi. Lauren Boebert went out, texted out her location, said she has left the main chamber, i.e. guys, if you want to kill her, don't go to the main chamber, maybe go to her secret office, which I showed you on that private tour the other day. You know, look, the Secret Service took Pence and Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, the speaker, and the vice president to a secure location with guys with submachine guns sitting behind the door. And Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, and Ronnie Jackson ask Trump for pardon, and then they go, well, it was just in the ordinary course of business. No, I don't think so. I don't think it was in the ordinary course of business. We're going to the lines. Diallo Madison, thanks for calling. Diallo, what's on your mind today?
Hi, yeah, a couple of things. When it comes to these Republicans, I think they have shredded, gone beyond every single threshold of decency, of honesty, of, you know, just being a human being. They blew it all out. I don't even know where we are now. So my second point is California last Saturday ran on 100% renewable energy, most of it solar. I think that's a very big milestone that we can't let go by without, you know, addressing it, talking about it. It's a good news, very good news.
Thanks for calling in, Diallo. Yeah, two things. One, you're right. I mean, at one point, and I also think that when one party goes so off the rails, people know that. They intuit it. And some Republicans will still vote for them, but I think that what they're doing right now, and they're continuing to do, and this evidence that's coming out of the January 6th Commission, there's going to be a broad mass of independents and a broad mass of moderate, even moderate to conservative Republicans, who think we've got to correct, we got to right the ship here, otherwise it's tipping over, is listening. And I think that's right. And then as far as renewable energy, one of the very odd after effects of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and a lot of the geopolitics that's happening in the Middle East and everything else is that people are beginning to realize that if they have to depend on, say, Russia for natural gas and oil, Russia is essentially becoming a Nazi state. And what they are doing, for instance, in Ukraine, you know, they've kidnapped a million or deported a million Ukrainians, and they're sorting out the leaders, politicians, priests and nuns, journalists, you know, intellectuals, professors, and shipping them off to the gulag or killing them. But a lot of these Russian troops are torturing the Ukrainians. Here's what they're doing. They will, it's very cold there. It's way below freezing. They fill their boots with water and make them lie down, and they get frostbite. Then they beat them. They force them to sing Russian patriotic songs, perform for the troops who jeer at them, force them to sign documents that they were well treated, and then they amputate some of their limbs for frostbite, toes, fingers, in some cases, hands and feet. And then these are the ones they send back to Ukraine. The Russians are Nazis. There are good Russians. I met some of them when I went to Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department to speak to some of their members of their Duma, their prosecutors, and there's some very good people. But this is very, very similar to what the Nazis did when they besieged Leningrad, Stalingrad, the way they treated people in Slavic countries. They killed millions of Ukrainians and tortured them. And so to say, okay, but we have to put up with this to get their oil and gas, baloney. And what we may be doing is driving the world to alternative energy. CJ of Stoughton, you're on the line. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Last night we saw a breach of our Supreme Court and the leak. That person will be looked at as an icon from the Democrat Party. Pretty sad, destroying another institution. You know, when does the Social Security go insolvent, Matt? And do you know how much each American owes right now to the federal government as the Democrat Party wants to spend us into oblivion?
Well, here's the deal, CJ. When you call late like this, I got to respond. We're coming to the end of the show, 2 minutes. Thanks for calling, although I can't disagree more. First of all, the people who are destroying the Supreme Court are the Supreme Court justices, not their clerks. I was a clerk. The clerks are good people, by and large. They're just law students. The Supreme Court justices, by pulling this kind of stuff, by pulling it, and remember, Amy Coney Barrett was ratified during the lame duck after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. If she had held out till January, but you can't pick when you die, she should have retired earlier and then let Obama pick somebody, but she didn't. But in any event, so what's going on here is that even if it's a 5-4 decision, although I think there'll be a concurring opinion that's going to lessen some of the impact of this. And we talked about this an awful lot in the show today, but you're going to have somebody who, with a questionable ratification during lame duck by senators who weren't reelected in some cases, 5-4 roughly, deciding something like this for the whole country. The Supreme Court's going to lose its legitimacy by doing this. It's starting to. And it's not the clerks that are betraying the Supreme Court. It's some of the justices who are betraying the Supreme Court. On Social Security, all you have to do, frankly, is extend the base of the revenue. And it's not going bankrupt, by the way. But instead of cutting off at 120 or 30 grand, do like Medicare. And why shouldn't Bill Gates pay a lot more? Why shouldn't Bezos pay a lot more and Buffett? Okay, I got to go. Great show, great callers. Thanks for calling. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.